Hey everyone, I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Now, let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Sports Radio Show, as we're broadcasting live from our Strixon studios located right here in Lower Alabama. And of course, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Well, each Saturday brings a new cast of characters, and today we have that. We have got Big 89, Russ Wood, in the house with us. As his mama always said, number one in the Alabama old
number 89 in your old Alabama program,
number one in your heart, Russ Wood. Russ, how you doing, my man?
Doing great, Rand. Doing great.
Well, we're excited to have you. All right.
Glad to be here.
In the prep sports report earlier, Bo Jackson's name was mentioned.
I heard it.
Okay.
And so, I've got the picture of me pulling his pants down. I've got the, if you go to Bumhauer's at the goal line stand, he didn't score. And if you watch the real game that day, he fumbled. I recovered it. It hit the ground. If the rules were like they were today, I would have been the GOAT, not him.
Okay, that's just a little portion of the show
he,
so far.
He fumbled with a minute and a half to go in the game.
It's called a, tease.
Okay,
so you don't tell the whole story right now.
My bad.
And, of course, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, our good buddy Matt Brandt, back in the house with us. Matt, how you doing, my man?
Doing great. Glad to be back here. It's been a while, and really cool to be sitting next to Mr. 89 here. I feel like there's some passion about something going on in this world over here to my left.
he's always gotten the wrong side of Bo Jackson, all right?
I love it.
Yeah.
Sporting a T-shirt says, I do a thing called whatever I want.
Oh, my goodness. What have I gotten us into here today? Look, I got a great show lined up for you. We're going to get into some football. We've got to talk some golf, baseball. You got in the NBA. The finals, I mean, it's do or die tomorrow. Is it tomorrow night? Yeah, I think tomorrow night. We'll talk about that with the Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. Both of them, they are tied at 3, so it's all in.
Show up or put up.
That's exactly right. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But on the show today, we've got Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. He is up in Maine for a celebrity golf tournament up there. We'll talk with him coming up in the next segment. Bottom of the hour, our good friend Ray Schuster, the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. He's going to be on with us. We're going to talk some golf with him. We'll talk a little football as well. We're going to talk Aimpoint. Now, if you're not familiar with Aimpoint, or if you are familiar with Aimpoint, there's a lot of folks. There's folks that hate it, and there's folks that love it. And you watch these guys on the PGA Tour right now. You watch LPGA. They're using it. Some folks don't like them using it. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. So a lot to get into for sure. And you know what? I may even have a we were talking about Stan the Man Musial, our buddy David Musial, the general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club there in Foley. His great uncle was Stan the Man. I might have a little trivia question for you, and should you get it right, you could win a 5-pack to Glen Lakes. All right? So that number is going to be 251-343-0106. And Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter know the answer to that. So they are disqualified. They cannot call in. All right? But we'll have that for you coming up in a little bit. But, Matt, what is going on? Oh, by the way, at the end of the show, we'll do what we always do. What's for dinner at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill?
Absolutely.
We'll have that for you coming up. I know you got a good one for us.
We'll try to make you guys hungry for Boudreaux's before the day is out.
That's not hard to do.
Absolutely not. No, right now, Boudreaux's, we are cranking. It's a great summer. Summertime is full swing. We had the summer solstice yesterday, so the sun didn't set till like 8:02 felt like last night. The beautiful sunset off the deck, and we're just cranking. Just come on down and grab some great homemade meals and from scratch. Everything's fresh, and you got to get the gator. You got to get the key lime pie.
There you go.
There's so
key
much
line,
stuff.
There you go.
Yeah.
You was waiting on that, weren't you?
Yeah. It's commercial. I wait till the key lime pie, then I go. Yeah.
So what you got going on, Russ?
Same old, buddy. Just putting them up, putting them down.
All right, we got football right around the corner.
Yep. It's that time of year where everything's, technically slowing down media-wise. Everybody's kind of talking recruiting and all that. But, behind the scenes, the kids are working hard. It's you know, it's a tough season coming up for a lot of schools. So in the SEC, so it's going to be interesting.
Well, Russ, whenever you played now, obviously, and we've all talked about it. And whenever you played back in the late '70s, early '80s.
Yep. Okay. 79 and 83.
Yeah. Which would be the late '70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Early
80s. Okay. Just checked. Okay.
Yeah. Look, players were getting paid. It was under the table and all that. But now you got the NIL. You got. Yep. And look, I'm not a big fan of the NIL. I do think the guys should get paid something, but I'm a believer that look, you're getting a free ride to start off with. Everything's taken care of. You're going to get a new car. You got money right there. But the transfer portal, I think, is really what I believe is the difference right now in college football.
Oh, sure it is. And the number one thing that the transfer portal hurts is the high school athlete.
Right.
The kid that was, you know, was good enough in high school, for instance, like myself, who wasn't highly recruited, got a chance to go and sit and train for 2 years, play behind a first-round pick, and then start for two straight years. But I got to develop, and it's all about development. You know, the kids, when they come out of high school and get to college, everybody's the best they were. You know, they were the best in high school, the best all-state. But when you get to college, it's you're down to zero. Everybody's on the same page. It's who develops. Well, I'm getting paid. Well, do I develop or I'm just here? You know, so they lose that intensity of having to get better. And then, oh, well, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to transfer. I heard, you know, there's somebody yakking on the radio today about they transferred three times. They're in – less than 1% of the kids in college football make it to the NFL. Less than 1%. But they all were told they were going to be the greatest NFL player ever. It doesn't happen that way. And now with all this stuff going on, and there was another little article out the other day where Auburn offered the South Carolina quarterback $8 million. Well, nobody can confirm that. Nobody can say that really happened. Well, the Arch Manning out at Texas is the number one NIL recipient for next year. He's only getting $6 million. So how would
listen to what you just said? Only yeah. $6 million.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's not playing, but it's a guarantee. Maybe 5 or 6 plays.
Yeah. But it's a guarantee. Now with this collective, the teams can only give 20. So Arch is getting 6 of the 20 that they can give them. So you got 86 players getting
splitting the difference.
$14 million.
Yeah.
Maybe. So is it going to equal out? No. It's still going to be under the table. You know, there's still deals going on outside that. But, you know, I wish I'd have got paid when I was there. You know, I had to go to work. I worked for a construction company. I worked at a brick plant one summer. You know, I mean, and then I worked in the stadium. I mean, we had work release, you know, we called it. and that was if you had to go to summer school, you had to work at the state.
The question is, were you wearing orange when you were around?
It wasn't orange, but it was okay. Close to it. So, you know, but it's just, you know, I would like to see it. You come play, then you get, you know, if you produce, we'll get to, but I saw a statistic, 60% of all the NILs that we hear about don't ever get paid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 60%. You know, well, this guy's getting $4 million. He might have got a couple of hundred, and then they cut him off because there's no legal way to do it unless you have an agent, which is illegal by the NCAA. So now they have – it's not an agent. What's director? They have a director of – because, see, the university coaches cannot deal
– right, now they got the general managers. I mean –
That's why they have to have a general manager. Yeah. That's the only person that can deal with it. Coaches are not allowed to, even though that's who gets asked for the question. So it's a big whirlwind right now, and there's no end into it.
Well, and I think the big thing that I see, too, is you're beginning to see it happen in high school.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And I think, as a matter of fact, you had one of the top basketball players in the state of Alabama got paid to go to move to Georgia.
Yeah.
All right? So it hurts. Some people are all for it. And, hey, that's good. Everybody's got their own opinion. I think it's a mess right now.
But it all comes down to being developed by the coaches. And, you know, you might want to take this paycheck today. Is that going to help you tomorrow?
I don't mind that. I do think that there needs to be some restrictions. If you're going to sign with a school and you're going to get NIL money, you cannot hit the portal for 2 years unless a coaching change.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, it used to be if you wanted to transfer, you had to sit out a year.
You had to sit out.
Right? But I think, hey, you're welcome getting the transfer, but you've made a commitment. You've signed. You've got NIL money. You are going to be on this team for 2 years.
Put that transfer portal back to, you know, January 30th.
Yeah.
That way you're not messing with all of the bowl games, all of the, you know, the the schools, the people that have watched you all year,
yeah,
now get to watch somebody else because you decided to transfer somebody else.
And 90% of these kids think that it's all about them, and half the NIL money wouldn't be coming to them if it wasn't for the school they're going to.
Right.
None of these kids made Alabama. Alabama made them. Even the Heisman trophies, all the great kids we've ever had at Alabama, they didn't make Alabama. They're not bigger than Alabama made them.
Which is something I'm gonna dive in a little bit, talk a little bit about this season coming up, DeBoer's second year, Ty Simpson, talk a little bit about Ryan Williams, Mobile's Ryan Williams. He's one of the tops, there's no doubt. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we will schedule a visit with Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall. He is the director of golf at Quail Creek, and he is in Maine for a big celebrity tournament. He'll tell us all about it right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. I am Randy Bergen along with Matt Brand and Big 89, Russ Wood, hanging out with us here in our Strixon studios. Guys, we are headed to Maine. That's right. We're headed north to Maine to visit with our good friend, the director of golf. We call him the Dog at Quail Creek Golf Club in Fairhope, Alabama, Bobby Hall. Bobby, you are you're in Maine. What are you doing in Maine?
Well, our friend Mike Millsorp has invited me up here to work with our good friend Chris Cookson. It's a small celebrity event with about 35 players, but it's for children's charities up here. It's for the Children's Hospital. And this event was put together by the folks here in Portland by a fellow named Brian Corcoran. So they have, going down the list here, you got Jay Bellis who's on here, Vince Carter, Bob Sweeney, Joe Pavelski, a lot of hockey because you're up here near the Boston area. So a lot of NBA players and ex-hockey players and that have played in the Boston area. You've got our good friend Marty Fish is playing. Wells Adams from The Bachelor is up here. Ben Higgins also from The Bachelor. Taylor Twellman, the great soccer player. Blair O'Neill's coming down the fairway here in just a minute on number three. So it's a nice charity
event. Tell her to say hello.
I will do that. And she told me to tell you hello, and she's doing very well. And Hallie Ledbetter's in the group I'm watching go off the tee at number four, and we'll have her on the show in the future. So it's nice to be in Maine.
The weather's got to be good up there.
Well, yesterday it was sunny, and the wind blew 40 to 50 mile an hour knots. We had limbs coming down, snapped a tree on number 15 fairway, and we had to have that cleaned up this morning. Wind was just howling up here. Today is most pleasant, no humidity. So I know you guys are sweating off down there. I understand we've had a lot of lightning in the area down there, and some fires in Fairhope. It's been awful, but yeah, it's been nice up here in Maine. It is very pleasant.
Yeah, you know, you got some of those celebrities. Our good friend Derek Lowe is there. Chad Pfeiffer, a U.S. Army vet who lost his leg in the war, and he won the Diamond Resort Tour of Champions at one time, did he?
I believe so. And also, he won the George Bush Wounded Warrior National Championship.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, yes, he's a very, very nice man. Spoke with him the other night when he was here. Bring a name up in hockey, Tuukka Rask, a very tall player. We had a nice conversation. He picked up on my southern accent, and he said, is it pecan pie or pecan pie? I said, it's pecan pie.
We'll let the connoisseur tell us which way it is. What is it, Big 89?
It's pecan pie in Elba, Alabama.
Well, Bobby, you got to ask him. You got to ask him, is it the white clam chowder or the red clam chowder?
That's a great question. We have reservations to go to a seafood place. Of course, lobster's the big deal up here. So I will ask that question, not being from the New England state. So I'll find out if it's what do you say, white?
White clam chowder or the red clam chowder?
And Bobby, be sure and ask him you and say you guys, don't say y'all because they won't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I say y'all all the time, and they say what?
Oh my goodness!
Hey, I had something yesterday. The superintendent invited us over to eat. I had a moose burger, and it was fantastic. The superintendent up here killed a moose. He had 1,200 pounds of meat in his freezer. So he cooks for his staff during the weekend. He invited us over for a moose burger. I'm going to tell you, it was fantastic. Not gamey tasting. It was great. In fact, I had two. So I'm eating moose in Maine.
What kind of cheese did you put on it?
Oh, he just had good old American cheese on there.
Okay.
He had all the fixings, and he there's a lot of Southern hospitality in Maine. People up here are very sweet, very nice. We've had a great trip.
Well, that's good stuff for sure. Now, who's leading the tournament?
Well, we just teed off. The first group going down the fairway is actor Michael Pena and a fellow named Andrew Rideout. Michael Pena's leading the pack. He's in the two ball going off, so they'll play pretty quick. They just teed off, so we won't know the leaders till this afternoon, probably about 3 or 4 o'clock. But, easy tournament to run. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say you may recognize the name Michael Pena. Of course, he's an actor. Mm-hmm. You've seen him in roles like The Martian, Ant-Man, and Narcos Mexico. So, and he's a pretty doggone good golfer.
Isn't he
he's
about
a good
your
player,
height?
Nice guy.
He is about my height. Thanks, 89.
No, Randy, he's got you by a few inches. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Bobby. Jeez. What is this? Is it my birthday today?
It is.
What's going on? Yeah. No, good stuff. All right. Hey, Bobby, we got a few minutes left here. I know you've got a tip for us. What you're seeing up in Maine is a little different than what we will see down here in the South. Is there a tip in there somewhere for us?
From what I'm seeing from watching the players, I would encourage everybody, the short game is the big difference between the Marty Fishes and the Taylor Twelmans. I see a lot of putting. Excuse me for that ring. I see a lot of putting from the fairway up here. So people are a little nervous with their short games. These players really hit the ball a long way. But when they get around the green, that's what separates the difference. So if you're going to be a better player, you need to work on your short game and tighten that up. We had a conversation the other day on the internet with Jim Furyk, and he was talking about how he needed to go back on the Champions Tour and really get back on his short game so he could get back up around the leader. So work on your short game. Up here it's different. The grass, the fescues around the green is a little heavier. But that's what I say. Fast greens up here. They're rolling 12 up here this week. But work on your short game. Work on short game chips. And that is the difference. And drop your handicap really quick. So not really in that. A golf tip of mine given, just encouraging people, get out, work on your chipping around the greens.
Absolutely. Good stuff right there. Visiting with Bobby Hall, Director of Golf at Quail Creek in Fairhope, but is a long, long way from home. He's up in Maine for a celebrity golf tournament, Big 89.
Hey, Bobby, big
yes,
question.
Sir.
That 5-6 yards off the green, rough before the green, you know, what is the best chipping club? 7, 8, 9, wedge? What would you suggest?
Well, I work on one technique, and that is you need to have a little bit of a backswing. You got to take the club back and let the club do the work. And then you need to experiment on using that 8-iron, 9-iron, or a wedge, or a 56-degree, 58. Use the same technique. Sometimes you're going to have, Russ, you're going to have the pin close to you. You need a more lofted club. Sometimes the pin's going to be away from you running. You need the 7, 8, or 9-iron to chip it and let it run. The technique should be the same, and you should adjust your club to fit where you're going to drop that ball on the green. So experiment with all 3, 4, 5, 6 of your short game clubs and find out what works best for you. Take a practice swing and notice where your club strikes the ground each time, 3 or 4 swings, and where that club strikes the ground, that's where you want that ball for more consistent contact.
Good tip right there. Good tip. Hey, Bobby, I know you were preparing to travel and everything. Did you have an opportunity to watch the U.S. Open?
Oh, what a fantastic finish, yes. J.J. Bond just held it all together there. It was an exciting finish. You didn't know till the last who was going to win that thing. And, you know, you're pulling for Burns, and, we could go back and forth about that ruling he got with the water. I wasn't there, it sounds to me like he probably should have got relief by the ball. Where he stood in the fairway, there may not have been any standing water around his feet, but I would like to have seen how the ball was sitting. The rule is if you draw water on your stance, if you've got water around your ball, I think I would have given it to him. And that's going to be debated. I know the USGA is probably catching a lot of flack about that. But, you know, once the guy makes a ruling, he's the umpire out there, and he made the ruling. He was backed up by another official, and he's just going to have to live with it. A lot of people are going to say it's unfortunate, and I understand that. But you're the umpire out there. You got to make the call, and that's just the way it is. So, well, unfortunately for him, I was certainly pulling for him.
Yeah. And he called in. I mean, he had a second, you know, a second opinion on it too, and they both said, "No, you got to play it as it lies."
Well, one little controversial thing about that is the guy who denied the relief was the head rules official for the USGA, and so the other guy is a subordinate, and you're going to tell the boss no.
Now, okay, for all of you right there, we just got Paul Harvey right there.
That's right.
The
That's
rest
right.
of the story. All right, but no, it was good to see J.J. Spahn. I mean, he was the only player under par at one under. Obviously, that 65-foot putt was incredible.
Yeah.
You could not have written that any better.
No.
All right, so congratulations to J.J. as he gets his first major at the 2025 U.S. Open. Boy, and I'll tell you what, that golf course was playing tough.
Yeah.
The fairways were premium.
The rough.
No doubt about it. Mm. We are, Bobby, we only got about a minute left here, but tomorrow the Southern Fairways Golf Tour is having our two-man event. It is Birdies at the Beach down at Lost Key. We're excited about it, 116 players we have, so we are completely packed. Big 89 is going to be out there. Can you give him – Well, I was going to say, could you give him a rule? But it doesn't matter. You need to send a book to him.
Hey, so. Hey, my partner tomorrow is Charles Pate, my buddy from church.
Yeah.
Ex-Marine. So anybody messes with us, I got a Marine with me tomorrow.
He'll be carrying a machete in his bag to take care of all those snakes.
He got AK-45.
Oh, my goodness.
Charles, don't play.
Oh, my goodness. Now, we're looking forward. I wish you were going to be there, but we're going to have a lot of fun.
Let me say a couple of things in closing. I know I need to get off the air. That pospolum grass that's out there at Lost Key is great. I played there in that practice round with y'all 2 weeks ago. And let me tell you, those greens are just fantastic. And I really enjoy playing there. It is, you know, has its nickname, as we know. But you got to hit it and play there. But it's really a fun track. Hey, in closing, Randy, I'm going to play Chaos Fishing like Doug Maines. I'm going to bait the hook, and I'm going to throw this out there, and I'm going to leave you in suspense. I got some big news about golf coming to Fairhope.
Okay. Uh-oh. Well, we're excited about that. We're excited about it. And he's referring to last week. We had Doug Maines on, Captain Doug Maines. And I got to tell you, if you didn't hear that segment, you got to go back and listen to it. Bobby, was that funny or what?
Yeah, it was funny. He's great. Well, there's some big news about golf coming to the Eastern Shore. I'll tell you all about it next week on Southern Fairway.
Nice. Bye-bye, everybody. All right, that's Bobby Hall right there. He's up in Maine. Bobby, thank you, brother. We'll safe travels. We'll talk soon. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, Ray Schuster, he's up next, the Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, right here on Southern Fairways. Welcome back to Southern Fairways. I am Randy Bergen along with Matt Brandt and Big 89, Russ Wood in the house with us. Russ, quit imitating the saxophone playing that you're doing there. So good stuff. Hey, well, let's go to our Strixon guest line. Actually, it is our all-weather roofing guest line, and welcome in a good friend of ours. He is the Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Ray Schuster on the line with us. Ray, how you doing, brother?
Great, guys. How y'all doing today?
Man, I'll tell you what, if we were any better, we would be Matt Brandt, okay?
That's right.
No doubt.
We can't all be Matt.
No doubt. No, we cannot. No, we cannot. As much as we try, we cannot.
Hey, Ray, because you're not here, your ball is here and your pitcher's here, so I don't know what we're going to do with them, but you got a TP89 Alabama ball with your name on it over here. So you know.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
He put together a little package for you that's got all kinds of stuff, including a golf ball and He was thinking you might come in the studio today. I didn't tell him you were not going to be here.
I thought you were going to be here, Ralph. I'm going to track you down. Well, I got a picture.
Well, Randy's got to do a better job of communicating when you're going to have the goodies.
You think? Well, if we could get another Coke crate for him to sit up high enough for us to see.
Okay, that was Big 89 the last time he's on the show. Now, hey, all right, Ray, a lot to get into. I want to talk some football with you, talk some golf with you, everything that's going on. You got a lot happening. Tell us kind of what's going on. The Country Club of Mobile. Talk about a little instruction and everything out there.
Well, they just wrapped up the state junior up in Montgomery, and one of our members finished tied 3 that I helped a little bit. Thomas Crane shot 60. He shot 7 under. 10 under won it. He tied for 3rd. He shot 69 or 70, 67. Okay, so he played really well.
Wow.
And then all the juniors are getting ready to go up to Dothan next week for the future Masters. And so everybody's working hard trying to get the game ready for these bigger events this summer, you know, along with the Jimmy Greens with the younger kids and so forth. So it's a very busy time in golf, you know, for the juniors when they, you know, get out of school. There's a lot of tournaments to choose from and play in, and so
sure.
They're all working hard. And that's what's going on for the main part. And you got our members out there battling the heat, battling the lightning. It's been a lightning dodge week.
That it has.
Hey, tell us about one of your proteges who's doing very well, continues to do very well, Miss Frances Brown.
Yeah, Frances, she played in the state am this week. She had a disappointing second day. She shot 71 the first day, and then things got a little bit off the second day and went to 79, then brought it back nicely and shot 72. She finished 5th. So she's leaving tomorrow for the USGA Women's Amateur Qualifier up in Georgia next week. And she's getting ready for the USGA Junior, which is coming up in July also. She qualified for that, and that's going to be at Atlanta Athletic Club. So she's staying busy, working on her game. She was in here this morning. We're working on a couple little things, and she's staying after it. She's moving up to Auburn also next week. She moves in her dorm. She's an early enrollee and getting some summer classes in and getting acclimated. So just saw her fall schedule too, so she's got it's an exciting time for her.
No, we're visiting with Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Frances Brown, one of, as you mentioned, protege there. Let's talk about one of your other, I don't know if I should call him a student. I don't. One of the other guys you work with, Joe Durant. Talk about Joe.
Yeah, Joe's up at Firestone this week. He's shot 71-71, so he's got a good weekend under his belt. He'll have that's a tough course. You know, it's a major, so it's 72 holes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's in pretty, he said, it's, you know, we texted last night, and he said, if I can just get my putter going a little bit better, Tita Green's doing pretty good, it seems like. So, you know, hopefully we'll have a good weekend. And then next week they have the Senior U.S. Open at the Broadmoor. So two big weeks for Joe. And he's going to play one more. Then he's going to take a month off, going on a little cruise with his wife and Paul Broadhurst and a couple other friends, going over to Europe, get on a ship and cruise around and see the sights. Well-deserved break for Joe and his wife and their friends. They're going.
That would be very cool.
They're going to do that right after the British Senior. They got the British Senior over there, too. So he's going to do it right after the British Senior.
So, well, that's very cool. Real quick. Yeah, you got quite a few guys. And we're talking about the Colored Companies Championship, which is a major up in Akron, Ohio at Firestone. And Steve Alker, Ricardo Gonzalez, and Tim Petrovic, all right now at 5 under. You mentioned Joe Durant. He's at a +2 T21 right now. Our good friend Stuart Sink is a T9 at 1 under. Doug Barron, you mentioned his name. He's a T21 with Joe at +2.
Yeah.
And Boo Weekly right now, T30 at +3. So some good golf going on out there.
If you follow that tour, Boo's starting to come. He's starting to play better. It wouldn't shock me if he's been in the hunt a couple of times, and if he's starting to get comfortable out there. So hopefully he'll have a good year and keep his card.
Absolutely. All right, visit Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Ray, let's turn and talk a little football real quick. We're not that far. We're not that far away from toe-meeting leather. Because we're what, August 30th, so you're 2 months, a little over 2 months left here. Alabama will start the season out against Illinois State. But I'll tell you one that's interesting to me, okay? And I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Florida State. I said Illinois State.
In Tallahassee.
Yeah, Florida State.
Big game.
But Florida is the one that's interesting to me because they start the season out with Long Island University. The Long Island University Sharks.
Wow.
Have either of y'all heard of them?
That is a first.
Tim, give me input on that.
I think I texted you this week or we talked and said I'm not sure I've ever heard of this team. But, you know, you Googled them. Look like they got a decent schedule. I've never heard of Long Island.
Long Island, do they even have a football field?
Maybe that coincides with the 50th anniversary of Jaws.
There you go.
There you go. Never put those two together.
Yeah, yeah.
No doubt.
Now, like you said,
go ahead, Ray.
I was just saying, like you said, it's coming up. Before you know it, we'll be kicking off and having some fun watching football.
Let me also look at
the baseball World Series. You got LSU versus Coastal Carolina.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But Coastal's been in it before, but you kind of know who they are. But the game of college football has changed. There's schools that are showing up now that you never knew about.
There's so much parity going on right now. So let me ask you this, 89. All right, whenever you were playing, and even as you've seen it past, since you've been out of football. When you see teams like this, Long Island University playing an SEC team, when you were playing, did you play? Did y'all start your season out with someone that you'd never heard of before?
No, we opened up with Georgia Tech a couple of years, and then 1 year they moved the November game against LSU. They used to have a kickoff classic, you know, that first game of the season, and they moved our game from November to the opening game of the 81 season. We opened up with LSU, and you know, big game. Well, the next week we got beat because we lost four starters in that game.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
And it was just one of, but we opened up with Georgia Tech, and 2 years we played them very good, and 1 year, you know, they almost beat us, but they opened up with us, and it was the biggest game. Well, the year they did beat us. I take that back. And I talked to one of their players at a mini camp with the Chiefs. He said, and they didn't win another game. They won two games that year. They beat Alabama and lost six straight games.
Do you need to win another game if you beat
that's
Alabama?
That's exactly what he said. We did not understand. After we beat y'all, we didn't think the season was over.
Yeah.
And my senior year, the four teams that beat us for the first time in 10 years, all four teams lost to a lesser opponent the next week.
Yeah.
You had that target on your back.
Yes, and you always do, and you still do. It doesn't matter who. Even Coach DeBoer, he's learning that. Vanderbilt, Oklahoma.
Yep.
You know, he's learning every time you show up at a stadium. I mean, we played Rutgers 1 year in the Meadowlands in the Giant Stadium. Coach Bryant was more fired up about that game. He said all your AP voters back then voted for your championships. 60% of them were in the New York vicinity, the media.
Oh, wow.
He said, we have to play good today. And we're like, it's Rutgers. Who cares? And they almost whipped our butt. We beat them 28-7. It was 7-7 late into the second quarter. We had to practice Sunday morning the next day.
Oh, wow.
He made y'all practice, and you won 48-7.
No, we won 28-7.
28-7, okay.
It was. You know, we won, but it wasn't like he wanted. He wanted us to impress win. And they played their biggest game of their life.
Yeah. See, I think that's what Ray Schuschel has in common with Coach Bryant. Okay, you may go out and think you played well. Well, no, you're back in there practicing with Ray the next day, buddy. Okay.
Oh, mate, you're too much.
Hey, perfection, right, Ray? Perfection. You know,
exactly.
Coach Bryant,
you gotta.
And Ray, you're one of the best at it I've heard, and I can't wait to come get my free lesson when I give you this picture of me and Coach Bryant. But like Coach Bryant used to say, you know, why did we practice? Because he doesn't want you to think during a game; he wants you to react. And Ray teaches that.
Yeah.
Is what you know. And in golf, if you're thinking, you're shanking. you know, you got to react.
If you're thinking, you're shaking. Okay, that's a T-shirt right there.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's the back of my new golf ball.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, I know we're going to have you on many more times before football. Even during football, we're going to have you on. But we got about a minute left here, Ray. Have you got one tip as we get ready to go out? No, as a matter of fact, get ready to go out and play our event tomorrow at Lost Key. Have you got one little tip that Russ could use?
I need it, Coach.
Well,
I mean, I need it.
Since we're talking about Coach Bryant, we're gonna dovetail off of him and go to what I saw Nicholas say last week in an interview, and they were asking him about how he made all those putts under pressure. You know, he said, "Well, it's very simple. When I got over the putt, all I thought was I got to make this. I got to make it. There was no other thoughts." And he said, "You know, he willed it in the hole." He really believed that. You know, he willed it in the hole. He said, "I got over that putt, and my only thought was make this putt, nothing else."
Wow.
So when you play golf, it kind of goes back to, you know, we talked about when you're doing your routine, you know, if you're not seeing a good shot or a good putt or a good chip before you execute, you're doing yourself a big injustice. Anybody can, you know, control these areas of the game, regardless of skill level. Russ, you've hit a good shot, right?
No, he has not.
A few times. You know, okay. I always hit it in practice. Ray, I hit it in practice. For some reason, when I get in the game, I act like it's third and short, and I get a 2-yard sack. So,
Well, like Coach Bryant was great at, you know, coaching the mind part of football, and that's the same thing. We're saying the same thing, you know. A lot of good swingers of the club, but not a lot of good thinkers. So learn how to think.
That's one thing Coach Bryant always said when somebody asked him one time at a press conference, said, "Coach," he let off saying, "I know you can't win them all." And he said, "Stop right there. We're here to win them all every game."
Yeah.
And he walked off the stage.
Exactly.
Good stuff.
Yeah. If you're not thinking that, go to the back of the bus.
Yep.
Hey, listen. I think Ray, what you got there is if you've ever watched 7 Days in Utopia, see it, feel it, trust it. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right there. Hey, Ray, always good to hang out with you, brother.
All right. Thank y'all, guys. Have a great Saturday. Appreciate it.
Okay, see you later. Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we have got a golf song for you that you got to hear. You just got to hear. It's coming up next. Plus, I got a little tribute for you as well.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway.
Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen along with Matt Brandt, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. It sits on the beautiful Mobile Delta. Got the biggest deck in Baldwin County. There's no doubt about it. Go by and check them out. And we have coming up in this segment, What's for Dinner at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Matt's going to have that for you coming up in just a few moments. Big 89, Russ Wood hanging out with us as well. Got to mention this real quick. Our good buddy, David Musial. We were talking about Stan the Man Musial in the Prep Sports Report. David Musial is the great nephew of Stan the Man. So I got a trivia question for you, and I'm going to go ahead and throw that out. I want you to go ahead and dial. If you know the answer, you're going to get a free 5-pack to Glen Lakes. All right. And by the way, talking with David, the greens over there are in really much better shape. I think there was a premise that they weren't. Well, they are in good shape. I just talked to some friends that played yesterday out there, and they said, hey, really, really good shape. So if you have an opportunity to get out there and see David Musial, the great staff out there at Glen Lakes and play around, you'll have fun. But here's the trivia question. If you know the answer, dial our producer Steve at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. The question is this. Stan the Man Musial, what's his middle name? What's his middle name? All right. If you know that, 251-343-0106. First one will get a 5-pack to Glen Lakes.
And if you call in and answer the man, you'll be hung up on abruptly.
Yeah, the man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Good stuff. All right. Hey, Russ sent me this. You got to listen to this. We got a golf. So I'm going to get you caught up on leaderboards coming up in just a second. We'll talk maybe a little basketball, provided we got time, baseball. We got a lot to try to wrap up in this final segment here. But Russ sent me this song, and it's only about a minute long. And I want you to listen to it. Russ, why don't you set it up?
Well, it's just one of those songs when you're having that bad day on golf and you think about, why am I playing so bad? And then you hear this song. And there's a lot of people playing the same way.
Here we go. Here you go. Take a listen.
Yeah, I don't do this, but maybe you should send this to your buddy who needs to hear it. Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, maybe golf's a thing for you. The way you swing, the way you do, you bit off more than you could chew. Maybe just stay home on the grill. Don't hate, I'm trying to keep it real. When you shoot 110, brother, you gotta know the deal. So go on, give me that 3-putt. Let me see that duck hook. Buddy, your hands are like stones.
Oh, my God.
So far gone. That's why you standing here ready for a couple transfusions. That's always a solution. I know it's your favorite hobby and that you just keep on wishing that someday you gonna be good. Then you get mad, it's so dumb. It's the freaking weekend. Maybe relax and have you some fun. Bounce, 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 bounce out of bounds. Bounce, 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 bounce out of bounds. You already know it's out of bounds. When you swing, it's going out of bounds.
How'd you like that?
That is good stuff right there.
That's some good stuff.
That's my theme song. I love it.
Oh, my goodness. Again, hey, the trivia question. If you know the middle name of Stan the Man Musial, 251-343-0106, you're going to get a free. You're going to get a 5-pack to Glen Lakes down there in Foley for sure. Okay, so good stuff. All right, let me get you caught up real quick on the Travelers going on at River Highlands. It is a signature event. Of course, again, congratulations to J.J. Spahn as he gets the U.S. Open last week. Phenomenal play by J.J. and all the weather conditions, everything, the way he started out, and to be able to have the tenacity to hang in there, proud of him.
And do you know what he had to deal with the night before the final round?
Yeah, his daughter was sick.
His daughter was sick.
He was up at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't get back to sleep at all. He woke up at 3, went to the store for some medicine.
Medicine,
and then was awake. I mean, wow, that's a lot of adversity.
Yeah, no doubt.
And tired.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut. It is the Travelers Championship. JT, former Alabama great, is atop the leaderboard along with number one Scotty Scheffler and Tommy Fleetwood. Those guys right now at 9-under. Jason Day is one back at 8-under. And Denny McCarthy along with Austin Eckroat. Those guys a T5 at 7-under. So, all right. So let's look at in the seniors. I kind of went over that a while ago. Steve Alker is along with Ricardo Gonzalez and Tim Petrovic. Those guys are T1 right now. Our buddy Stuart Sink is a T9. Joe Durant and Doug Barron, T21 at +2, and Boo Weekly at a +4. The ladies, they've got their major going on, and the young lady from Thailand, who's been playing some outstanding golf, Gino Didicule, right now she is at 6-under, a 3-stroke lead over the rest of the field. So there you go. Now you're all caught up.
Good stuff. Now we got to watch these guys at Travelers.
Yeah,
they're gonna keep going low. Thomas today 64, Fleetwood 65. You got McIlroy trying to give a couple strokes back here at the end. We'll see what happens with him.
But he's missed a couple putts, but thought they were going to go in.
Yeah,
they
sure
just did.
Yeah,
not
he
go
had
well.
A couple lippers.
Absolutely.
But
looks like a fun day out there, though.
No doubt. We're going to have a fun day tomorrow for sure. Let's talk. We don't do it often, but we're the final game of the NBA happens tomorrow at 7 o'clock. That's Eastern time. It is the championship game, Oklahoma City. It's in Oklahoma as the Thunder will take on the Pacers. They're not at 3, so it's winner take all.
Yep.
Yeah, it really
and loser go home.
And look, this is it comes down to one game. It's kind of fun, kind of exciting. It's almost as exciting as last week's U.S. Open, but I think the Thunder at home take it.
Yeah, I think home. Yeah, I take home team.
Well, there's no doubt that the Thunder has more talent.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and I've said from the beginning, I think that the Thunder would win it. So we'll see what happens there. All right, we've only got a few minutes left here. Let's go ahead and find out. What's for dinner at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill?
All right, guys, we're going down the road here, and we're thinking, I'm on vacation. I've been driving all day, and I need something special just for me. So we're going to talk a little bit about something we don't talk about very often. We're going to talk about that nice 8-ounce center-cut, hand-cut filet. Grilled to perfection, In my opinion, that's medium rare. And we're going to add a little Cajun twist to that. Hmm. We're going to throw on there a crab Boudreaux cream sauce. It is a Parmesan cream sauce with lump crab and spinach mixed together on top of that grilled filet, going on side on the side with some garlic mashed potatoes and some sweet braised collard greens. That right there is going to start your vacation. Whether you're actually living in town or going somewhere, you'll feel like you're on vacation when you're biting into this beautiful filet and looking at the Mobile Delta off of our covered deck. Once you get done with that, you're going to sit back. You're going to have a little bourbon berry smash cocktail to wash all that goodness down. And then, you know, since Russ is here, we are going to finish that off with that homemade, house-made, my grandmother's recipe that I brought to the restaurant, key lime pie.
Yes, sir.
Once you finish that off, just sit back and just say, mmm. And then you can continue your vacation, whether it's going back to your house 5 miles away or going down to Destin or Pensacola or the beach and having a good time with the family. But Boudreaux should be the start, the middle, and the end to make your vacation the best one it can be.
Wow. Rush, you over licking your chops.
I'm telling you, I'm thinking key lime, baby. It's like a fisherman out there on the bay. If I see Boudreaux's, I'm just going to drive straight up to the bank and go up there and get it.
You better have an airboat.
Hey, I got a ladder, buddy. I got a ladder. I got a redneck ladder. I know how to get up that
top. There you go.
Hey, real quick, I want to thank some of the great sponsors of our show, McConnell Automotive, Strixon Golf, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Kraft Farms, great places to play golf, Kraft Farms there, both courses and the peninsula. They're the only Arnold Palmer signature design course in Alabama. Be sure and check them out. Tell them we sent you. Thanks to Lisa Johnson Realtor, CETO, also All Weather Roofing, the number one roofing company in Mobile and Baldwin County. Happy to have them as a partner. Want to say thanks to Fairhope Golf Works. That's where you need to be, 89. Go see JT and Master Club Fitter Avery Reed. You've been there, Matt. I've been there. They're good.
Got two new clubs in the bag right now, hitting the driver straighter and further. Three wood is fantastic. I think I hit a three wood off the fairway, 245 yards yesterday. I ain't lying, and it was straight.
Oh, yeah, you lied.
I ain't lying. Hey, it was so beautiful.
Oh, you lied.
It was so pretty. I still part the hole, but it was still pretty.
All right, thanks to Bobby Hall, the great staff out at Quail Creek, Strokes Gain Hydration, Boom's Thai Kitchen. She's at the Fort in Piggly Wiggly. She also has DoorDash. She is, I'm telling you, she's got a smile on her face. She's waiting on you. You were there. And Tyler, yeah. Your son was.
That's right. I was there last week. I stopped by for a little grab and go for lunch, and then lo and behold, that same night, I'm sitting at work, and my son was down in Fairhope with his wife and his son, and they stopped in. I got a picture from Boom. She said, "I'm going to steal your grandson."
Yeah,
I said, "You better talk to Randy about that."
I love Matt's grandbaby. Look like Matt. He got plenty of meat on him. So. He is a cute one.
Yes, I can promise.
Also, we want to thank Rick Cleveland and Mark Laster, the whole staff at the PSR Radio Network. Big 89, glad you got to hang out with us.
Well, I had my Alabama report ready. We'll have to wait for another day.
Okay, we'll do it next time. Yeah. All right, we'll just have, it'll be the Big 89 day.
You told me to be ready for Alabama football and SEC.
You're always ready. Hey, we had a winner. Okay, we had a winner.
What's his middle name?
Stan the Man Musial's middle name is Frank.
Frank.
All right.
I thought it was
Terry Bowen.
I thought it was
from Fred. Satsuma.
Really?
Got that. So congratulations to Terry. He gets that fire.
I was thinking Freddie, but I forgot. So I'd heard it before.
Good to have you on, Matt.
Glad to be here, guys.
All right. We want to thank Bobby Hall for being on with us and Ray Schuster. And thank you for hanging out with us. We look forward to having you back with us next week as well. For the whole staff here at Southern Fairway Sports Radio, I'm Randy Bergen. Hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. God bless Israel. Thanks to Steve Stanley, our producer, for keeping us on the air. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.